somehow, some way, after all the dust and rubble and wreckage, after all the carnage, after all the talk, and heading into conference tournament, power conference tournament week, there sits Auburn still dancing. According to Joe Lenardi's bracketology, Auburn is the last team in the NCAA tournament. This is a brand new Village Vice, brand new week. He's Zach. I'm Brad. Zach, what do you think about this? What do you think about all the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth and Auburn's resume, according to the foremost bracketology expert out there, is still enough by the hair of their chinny chin chin?
I think it would be wild if Auburn made the NCAA tournament. I think the outrage would be unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so funny because, you know, when Auburn over the last few years have been comfortably in the tournament, I'm always like, why are people so upset about, you know, the 68th team that gets in? And now that we're kind of in the middle of that, it's interesting.
Yeah.
The NCAA tournament is, it's never about the best 68 teams. It's about the 68 teams that meet the criteria. And does this Auburn team meet the criteria? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Brad, I hope they're in. I don't get all the Auburn fans that are like, no, just end it at this point. I don't want to watch this team anymore.
Yeah, we're going to come drives back.
Have you seen that?
You've seen that?
I'm not crazy. That's driving me crazy. Like, why would you not want a shot? We see teams that barely make it in fairly often, and they win a few games they're not supposed to. So why would you not at least want the opportunity for that? And even if you lose in the first round, that's far better than not getting a chance at all. I don't think Auburn gets into the tournament. I don't see them doing what they need to do this week, Brad. That's just my prediction and guess. But Lenardi, as you said, is the guy when it comes to bracketologists.
Yeah.
Man, I just love it because, one, it'd be great for Auburn to get into the tournament at this point. But, two, man, the outrage. Gosh, people would be mad. People would be so mad.
But you know what? This program is at a point. It's kind of I'm doing this a little bit tongue in cheek because you do often hear it, and I do. Okay, let me to be perfectly transparent and truthful on this. I never like the argument that you reward a team this year based on what teams have done for the previous 6 or 7 years, the brand recognition. I don't like that genuinely. All right, but if it's ever going to be used, if it is used as criteria for others, then maybe it ought to be used for Auburn. If we're going to use it at all, then we need to use it consistently. And Auburn is a team that, because it's been comfortably in the tournament, I think more than its brand awareness, though, the strength of schedule is there and the good wins are there. And there's one really bad loss. Maybe two, if you count Oklahoma or State on the road. But according to the math, Ole Miss is the only really bad loss.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked when we went to Norman to take on Oklahoma. Like, it would be a quad one win if Auburn were to pull it off. Like, really? Because it doesn't feel like it. But that's the way they track it. It's the way they track it. So
it's the strength of the league, too. Looking at some of the other teams that are with Auburn in the last four in, like VCU, SMU. SMU is not that much more impressive. They beat a Louisville team in the ACC. I think they started their conference schedule with a win over North Carolina. That's a good win.
Sure.
That Louisville's kind of it. Those wins aren't better than at Florida and over Arkansas. One of the first four out is Indiana. They have a good win over Purdue. That's about it. It's about it. It's not a better win than at Florida or over Arkansas. So it's all when you get to this point, when you are arguing who's the 67th, the 68th, the 69th, the 70th, it's semantics. And, you know, we know 11 seeds never go on to the Final Four, Zach. So what does it matter? Oh, wait, NC State did that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Got it. And 3 years before that, UCLA did it. And 3 years before that, Loyola Chicago did it. And 7 years before that, VCU did it. And 5 years before that, George Mason did it. Okay.
Yeah, you're telling me you don't want at least a shot at that, Auburn fans? Why are we doing this? And it's not everyone, right? It's people on Twitter and in message boards, the loud, the folks who want their voices heard, which is fine. Yeah. You can have your opinion, but I'm having a hard time. Usually I can see where, I mean, like any fan base, there's two sides of a lot of different things, which is fine. Yeah. And usually I see the other side's point of view. Like, I get why they feel that way. This one, I don't. I don't get this one at all. What's the point of being a fan and rooting for a team that you wanted to beat? I mean, well, there have been like three games down the stretch where it's like, win this game and you're in the tournament. It's like, well, you wanted them to beat Oklahoma because I would have put them in the tournament. You wanted to beat Ole Miss because I would have put them in the tournament. You wanted to beat Mississippi State because I put them in the tournament. You wanted to beat Alabama for several reasons, but it certainly would have put you in the tournament. And then if you find a way to backdoor yourself into the tournament, like, why do you not want that to happen? It's very strange, very logically and emotionally inconsistent.
Yeah. Well, and emotion is the key word. It's, I'll tell you, Zach, I've been thinking about this season a lot. I was thinking more this morning how it reminds me of like the power going out. Okay. When the power goes out for a little while, you remember as a kid when the power went out for a little while, you weren't sure quite what to do because all the stuff that made noise and had lights and like it was gone temporarily. It's going to come back. You know it's going to come back. You're just not sure when. That's what this season reminds me of. It reminds me of the power going out. All right. We're not a one seed. We're not a two seed. We're not a conference regular season champion. We don't know what to do about it. It's the first time in a while that there hasn't been some kind of championship. Regular season, conference tournament championship. Yet, and we don't know, they could go win 5-5. It's not likely, but it's possible. And it's like the fan base, some, not all, some, the ones that are emotionally driven, think that we're back in the 1700s. Like the power's out. Throw out all the batteries, throw out all the candles, throw out all the everything, like throw out everything. We're back in the dark ages. This ain't the dark ages. The
power's coming back on, baby.
It's coming back. I don't know if it's next year or the year after or whatever, but this is a blip. This power's out for a little bit. It's okay. Let's hang in there. It's really all right.
Are we talking about basketball the whole show?
No.
Are we talking about basketball for the next bit of the show? Do we need to do a read?
We do need to do a read, yeah.
All right. I've got a take, and I want your opinion on it.
Okay.
After the read.
All right. Is it a basketball take?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Precision Tune Auto Care. Will you throw the thing on the screen?
Yeah.
Precision Tune Auto Care. Had somebody who watches or listens to the show.
Who had a sound in their car? Their car was making a sound?
No, this was routine maintenance and they needed tires. And they weren't sure about the tires. But what kind of sounds might your car make, Zach? And if your car is making that sound, heaven help you. You better get your rear end to Precision Tune Auto Care, where car care.
They would know how to fix it if it was sounded like.
PTAC. PTAC, Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. They are ready to help you. It's real hospitality, real car care, none of that AI stuff. They send you pictures. They send you videos to show you exactly what is wrong with your car and what to expect when they fix it. So very high marks from the new customer that tried them out over the weekend. So what's your take?
I got a text over the weekend that if Precision Tune Auto Care was a person, that they would have got on one knee to propose. That's how much they love the experience.
Yeah, that's a great take. Great take. I think everybody has the same experience.
Yep. Give them some love for sure. Yep. If I'm Stephen Pearl, I heavily consider not playing Keyshawn Hall this week.
Ooh, that's a take. That is a take. I mean, all right. Let's hear it. Like all week, like he's done.
I think if you're trying to set a culture which he clearly is. And people talking about Stephen's leadership and all that. I'm like, I don't know if leadership is a thing that I would attack with Stephen, because I think he has made some difficult choices. Yep. And I think he's made those difficult decisions differently than what his father would have done.
Yeah,
you know, benching Keyshawn Murphy because he was late for the film thing, or you know, Keyshawn Hall sitting out, or I think Bruce would have probably handled the Magwood situation the same. But you've seen him be pretty stern and consistent with letting really important guys sit on the bench, because it doesn't matter who you are, you can't act certain ways, you can't miss things. And I just think from a body language standpoint, I think moving forward without Keyshawn Hall gives you a better chance.
Keyshawn's last. All right. So let's in the Kentucky game. Yeah. He was only 3 of 15 shooting, but 10 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists and only 7 assists and 3 turnovers. So better than 2-1 assist turnover. 1 rebound, 3 assists away from a triple-double. Since then, the assist to turnover numbers, 1-6, 2-2, 3-1, 1-4. Let me do quick math. 7 assists and 13 turnovers.
I also think towards the end of games, man, like a lot of his points come when the game seems over.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch Saturday's game the way I watch most games, just because it directly conflicted with baseball. Baseball had a 2-hour plus weather delay. I thought the first game was over so quickly. I thought, hey, this second one's going to be over and we're going to get to lock in.
Not how it works, Brad.
Not the way it works.
Not the way it works.
I did get to see the first 5 or 6 minutes.
That wasn't fun.
I don't know how that happens. It's the fourth or fifth time that I've watched a game over the last month, and I'm like, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how guys don't come out for the last game of the regular season.
I don't care. This team doesn't care.
At your rival's place.
This team doesn't care, Brad.
And not act like you care.
I don't care.
I don't know how that happens.
Brad, you're getting your face kicked in, and they're just like,
of course they care.
I don't think they do, Brad. I think they play different.
But I don't know how it happens that you're a step slow.
I think there's individuals that care on this team. But I think as a team, they play as if they don't care.
And I'm not calling out specific individuals, but I don't know how as a team you're a step slow defensively. You get your pocket picked from behind, like you're not even aware there's other guys on the court. You give up the same. I don't know how that happens in the last game of the regular season against your rival at their place.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that Stephen has had to 5 or 6 times talk about how they've got to start better. I don't know how that doesn't land eventually. I just don't get it.
I mean, we've said that for the last month, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like, how are we playing at this level for so long?
Yeah.
And it just happens over and over and over again. And, like, if you, like, the Ole Miss thing, if that doesn't just, losing to Ole Miss, if that doesn't just chap you up to where, like, oh, I need to snap back and get my you-know-what together as a team, as an individual. After, like, you know, just fumbling and getting, you know, upset by Mississippi State, in Oklahoma, teams that you have no business losing to.
Yeah.
And we've seen the highs of this team, right? Yeah. Obviously, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky. And, like, you know what you're capable of. And you get your teeth kicked in. And then you go to Alabama and you have what an incredible opportunity to just shut everyone up.
Yep.
And you don't seem to be interested in that at all. There's no reason Alabama should have had more effort and more desire to win that game than Auburn on Saturday.
No.
None.
No, you're right.
None. And you're people want to blame Stephen, and that's the easy thing to do, and that's fine. Because he is the head coach, and they lost. Yep. Like, he's responsible for it. But at some point, these guys that you were paying millions of dollars to compete, Keyshawn Hall, Tahad Pettiford, Tahad especially, these guys that have been here for one season, I'm not expecting them to hate Alabama like everyone else. We want them to. It's not possible. Right. They just don't know. They just don't know. Tahad should, especially with all the crap last year.
Yep.
And he should feel that way enough as the leader, as the lone returning guy, to say, yeah, guys, this should mean more than the other ones. I don't care. We got to find a way to win this. And we didn't see it from him either. I think him as a leader this year has been super, super disappointing. And that's the stuff that bothers me.
Yeah.
And like Steven can yell and Steven can, you know, give the motivational speech before the game where he was mic'd up and all. He can do all that. But at some point, you've got to care and you've got to have some personal pride. And they do not appear to have that at this point in time.
Yeah. And you talk about the Oklahoma, the Ole Miss game being the game that should have ignited it. It should have happened after the home game against Alabama. It should have been ignited way back after Alabama won at Neville Arena. But if not then, it sure should have been after Mississippi State. And if not then, it sure should have been Oklahoma. That's what I'm saying. There's a half a dozen times in the last month where you go, well, that's it. If anything slapped them in the face and woke them up, that was it. And I do wonder, Zach, if there's a piece now that guys are getting a chance to make as much money as they're making, some of them, if the motivation is the same. You know, what's my motivation? I'm playing my rival. Yeah, okay. But if I lose, what does it cost me? The motivation is different. But having said all that, we wake up this morning, they're still in the field. And it is a brand new season.
Got to be Mississippi State.
Yep.
I think you got to be Tennessee. I think you're in if you do that.
Yeah, Tennessee on a I agree. Yes, you can't let Josh Hubbard go thermonuclear again. Mm-hmm. And then you get a chance to avenge the loss in Knoxville. And then you get a chance to avenge the loss to Vanderbilt. Surely if you do that, it's enough. But yeah. I think just beating Tennessee would be enough. All right, by the way, really quick, couple of minutes. Is Auburn the best baseball team in the SEC?
It's a tough week for the SEC.
I mean, LSU lost four times last week to teams that they have no business losing to, and teams they wouldn't lose to in May. I get it's only March, but is Auburn the best baseball team in the SEC? People are asking. I'm asking. They gave up last week three runs in four games. Pretty good team. Pretty good pitching on this team.
Yeah, Carter Bird had a tweet either last night or this morning. Last night, rough week for the SEC in baseball. LSU, 13-10 loss to Northeastern. It was 5-7. Then they lost to Louisiana Lafayette, and then they lost to Sacramento State, which is not a state.
Nope.
For the series,
can you imagine if they were?
Yeah, it's a city, though. A city and a state are different things.
Right. Yes, they
Florida
are.
Florida loses to High Point.
Yeah, lost the series nearly. And if High Point hadn't walked 100 guys in the ninth inning, they'd have swept in Gainesville. High Point.
Vandy losses to Central Arkansas and North Dakota State, which North Dakota is a state.
Yeah.
Tennessee lost to Wright State.
Lost the series.
Arkansas lost to Stetson.
Yeah.
Georgia lost to Western Carolina.
Those are single games. You know,
for all these folks, and like I do think baseball interest has gotten a little bit of a bump in interest from Auburn fans, which is great. They certainly deserve it.
Yep.
I mean, I was at a card show on Saturday, and a lot of people came up to talk about baseball, which is new and super exciting. But so many people were like talking about midweeks, and it's like, well, like, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see midweeks for what they are. One, how much do they actually matter? But two, if you're saying that they do matter, Auburn is winning them, with the exception of the first one.
Yeah.
They're winning them, and pretty much everybody else in the SEC is losing them.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put a lot of stock in those midweeks now, they've lost one. They lost one.
Yes.
LSU fell all the way from 2nd to 13th in the D1 baseball rankings.
Where are we?
6th. Still behind. Texas has been really good to start the year. They haven't lost yet. UCLA, Texas, Mississippi State, Georgia Tech, and Arkansas. Still the 4th highest ranked team in the SEC at 6th nationally. This is about to be a gauntlet. They start conference play this weekend. It's just
we play Georgia Tech. What, next week?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Man, Georgia fell to 8th, LSU 13th. Tennessee fell to 19th. Florida fell all the way to 23rd.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think you could argue that Auburn's non-conference has been pretty competitive.
Yes.
More competitive than some of the teams that have struggled up to this point. And look, if you come out in SEC play and you do what you need to do, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you'll shoot back up. But the fact that Auburn hasn't stumbled, and I love that they get Missouri first. Missouri 13-2, I believe, but they have played like high school teams. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
So like they haven't faced anybody like Auburn yet, and so that could be a huge advantage this weekend after the Tigers host UAB Tuesday night.
I got to tell you, Zach, I got to give you credit. My brain questioned 13-2 for Missouri's record. They're actually 14-2.
Okay.
But no, I thought they were hovering around 500. Seriously, looking at some of their scores, they have had major late game comebacks to win some of these games.
Against who though? Like it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Right. Like Mount St. Mary's. New Haven.
They played something called UIC this weekend. Yep.
Illinois, Chicago, and had to come from behind. Yeah, their wins are New Haven, Arkansas, Pine Bluff, North Dakota State, Illinois, Chicago.
Yeah.
Those are their wins. They've lost to Florida Atlantic and Mount St. Mary's.
Right.
It's a very different, very different opponent coming up there this weekend. So Auburn could be, and look, they got Arkansas coming here. They got Texas coming here. This is about to be, man, if you're a baseball fan, this is it. It is go time. It is smorgasbord.
Craziness.
It is.
All right. That do it for today's show.
Yep. That's it. Thanks everybody for watching and listening. Please subscribe. Remember that everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of.
My bad. I hit it a little too early. Let's do it again. No.